You are listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. We continue with our very interesting discussion with regards to futuwa and breaking down and explaining to you what is futuwa and the role it has in developing our community. Now, as we outlined yesterday in our discussion with regards to the introduction on futuwa, we explain that futuwa is the way of the fatah. In Arabic, fatah literally means a handsome, brave youth after the enlightenment of Islam, following the use of the word in the noble Quran, fatah. It came to mean the ideal, noble and perfect man whose hospitality and generosity would extend until he has nothing left of himself. A man who would give all, including his life, for the sake of his friends. According to the Sufis, futuwa is a code of honorable conduct that follows the example of the Anbiya, the saints, the sages, and the intimate friends and lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The great scholar Abu al-Hasan al-Farisi reported that Abu Muhammad al-Juraiji said, religion possesses 10 treasures, 5 outer and 5 inner. The outer treasures are to be truthful in your speech, generous with your property, and humble in your appearance, and to avoid causing difficulties to others while bearing the difficulties caused by them. And the 5 inner treasures of religion are to be to fear separation from Allah, to wish to be with Allah, to regret your wrongdoings, to have consciousness, and to feel ashamed, haya, before your Rabb. So that is an overview of futuwa. Yesterday we spoke about self-restraint, and today we speak about generosity, hospitality of the soul, time, wealth, knowledge, and food. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when one brings joy with his words into the life of a believer, or satisfies his worldly needs, whether small or large, it becomes an obligation upon Allah to offer him a reward on the day of judgment. SubhanAllah, that is the reward for generosity. But the question is, what is generosity? So for our purpose, we use the word generosity to refer to the virtue of giving good things to others freely and abundantly. Generosity is therefore not a random idea or a haphazard behavior, but rather, in its mature form, a basic personal moral orientation to life. In a word of moral contrast, in a world which there is moral contrast, generosity entails not only moral good expressions, but also many vices rejected, that you need to reject selfishness, greed, fear, being mean, things like that. Those are the qualities that one needs to reject, and that is part of generosity. Generosity also involves giving to others not simply anything in abundance, but rather giving those things that are good for others. Generosity always intends to enhance the true well-being of those to whom it gives, the generous person. Now, what exactly generosity gives can be various things: money, possessions, time, attention, aid, encouragement. Even by encouraging someone, that is being generous. Emotional availability. These are all part of generosity. So generosity, like all virtues, is in people's genuine, enlightened self-interest to learn and practice. Generosity can be viewed as a wise investment into the future. Generosity, or we could say sadaqah, may pave the way to paradise, because with every generous act comes great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, being generous does not only mean giving freely from what you have in abundance. Generosity does not lie in giving away something that is no longer useful, but in giving freely from the things we love or we need. There are various levels to generosity. At the outset, at the first level, being generous with your life. This is where a person lays down his or her life in the defense and the protection of others. This is the greatest expression of generosity there is. Like when the individual goes out with the Muslim army to protect the well-being of the Muslim state. That is generosity with one's life. Then Number two, being generous in a position of leadership. Leadership is a test. A generous leader puts the people first and strives for their welfare at all times. If the interests of people are best served by stepping down and surrendering power to someone else, then that is what a generous leader must do. Then number three, being generous with your wealth. We work hard to earn, save, and protect our wealth. When we give it to the poor, the destitute, or someone who asks for charity, knowing that they did not work to earn it, we achieve a high level of honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who saved from their greed, وَمَنْ يُقَ شُحَ نَفْسِي فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are undoubtedly the successful ones. So being generous with your wealth, that is the third level. Then the fourth level, being generous with your knowledge and by imparting it. This is better than being generous with wealth. Knowledge is nobler than money. And since wealth disappears when it's used, well, knowledge persists. When someone asks a question, a generous person is the one who is complete and comprehensive. It's not generous to disclose only the minimum amount of information, but to explain completely all that the person desires and all that is relevant. Then on the fifth level, being generous with your status. This is to use your influence to help others fulfill their needs, like when you mediate with an official on someone else's behalf. So using your influence. Then on the sixth level, being generous with your physical strength. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, charity is due upon every joint of the body, for every day the sun rises. Brokering justice between two people is charity. Helping a man with his animal and lifting his luggage upon it is charity. Kind word is charity. Every step that you take towards the masjid is charity. Removing harmful things from the road is charity. So there are various paths to charity. And when we fulfill that with our physical strength, we are being generous with our strength. Then the seventh level, being generous with your honor. There is where you pardon those who infringe your honor rather than demanding redress. This is the charity of purely from the heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, can't any one of you be like Abu Damdam? And the companions asked, who is Abu Damdam, O Nabi of Allah? And he replied, when he gets up in the morning, he says, O Allah, I offer my honor and life to you. On account of this, he would not abuse those who abuse him, nor would he wrong those who wrong him, nor hit those who hit him. So that is being generous with your honor. Then generosity in showing patience and overlooking others' wrongs. That is the eighth level of generosity. And this is more rewarding for the giver than the one giving money. Only the best and the strongest of people are capable of it. Those of us who are unable to be generous with money must strive to be generous in this way, for it bears its fruit for the giver in this world and the year after. And then on the next level, being generous through good behavior, being friendly, well-mannered and kind is a form of charity. And those who are generous in this way attain the reward of one who spends a day fasting and the night in prayer. And then on the tenth level, being generous by not coveting what others have, not being jealous of what other has, and this means that you do not look lovingly at what other people possess, being fixated at that. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahumullah, said that this quality is better than spending from your wealth. So these are the 10 levels of generosity, and the fatah, the young man or the gentleman of honor, is a man who possesses generosity with all these levels of generosity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice on the 10 levels of generosity. It's now 6 o'clock.